أعوذ بالله من الشيطان اللعين الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على محمد وآله الطاهرين. Dear sisters and brothers in Iman, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. We celebrated the birth anniversary of the Lady of Light, Fatimah al-Zahra, salawatullah alayha, this week. Fatimah al-Zahra was not just the Prophet's daughter. She was, as the Prophet himself said, Baba'atun minni. She was part of the Prophet. And what does that mean? She was part of the Prophet in a sense that she was an example and a role model for us all. When you look at the important virtues of human beings, qualities such as faith and devotion to God, being truthful and charitable, doing good deeds, being upright in character, struggling and fighting for the truth, promoting the good and preventing the evil. In all these, Fatimah al-Zahra is a role model for us. During the early years of their marriage, once Fatimah al-Zahra and Ali Amir al-Mu'mineen had gone to the Prophet for a request. But once they reached to his presence, she felt embarrassed and didn't say anything. The Prophet sensed the embarrassment of his daughter. And so next night, he came to them and he asked, "O Fatima, what was your request that you had yesterday with me?" Fatimah al-Zahra still felt embarrassed to make her request. And this is where Ali spoke on her behalf and said that she gets tired because of the household chores. And I was the one who suggested that why don't we go to the Prophet and ask for a maid. But when we came to you, she felt embarrassed to put forward her request. The Prophet in response to that says, أَفَلَا أُعَلِّمُكُمَا مَا هُوَ خَيْرٌ لَكُمَا مِنَ الْخَادِمِ. Should I not teach you both something that is better than a maid? And then the Prophet taught her that when you go to bed, say takbir, Allahu Akbar 34 times, Subhanallah 33 times, and Alhamdulillah 33 times. Fatima, of course, responded to that gift of the Prophet by saying, رَضِيتُ عَنِ اللَّهِ وَرَسُولِهِ. I am pleased with what I get from Allah and His Messenger. And this is known as Tasbih al-Zahra or Tasbih Fatimah al-Zahra. What do these three phrases of Tasbih mean? When you say Allahu Akbar, which is Takbir, you are actually confessing that God is beyond our description. He is greater than any other being that we can think of. When you say Subhanallah, when you do the Tasbih, which means glorifying God in the sense that He is far removed from every imperfection. So here we are actually emphasizing the perfection of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. And then we say Alhamdulillah 33 times. And this is known as Tamheed, which means praising God and thanking Him for the blessings. These three phrases actually is a comprehensive way of remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you know, praising Him and glorifying Him. And therefore, our fifth Imam, Imam Muhammad al-Baqir alayhi salatu wassalam says, Allah has not been worshipped by anything better than Tasbih al-Zahra. If there was anything better than that, then the Prophet would have gifted that to Fatima. Imam Ja'far al-Sadiq alayhi salatu wasalam says, "Man bata ala tasbih Fatima, fakana min al-dhakirin Allah kathiran wal-dhakirat." Whoever recites at bedtime the tasbih of Fatima, he will be counted among those who often remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. These words, al-dhakirin Allah kathiran wal-dhakirat, comes from Surah Ahzab. The impact of tasbih. Imam Muhammad al-Baqir says that this tasbih is very important. He says, "Man sabbaha tasbih al-Zahra, thumma istaghfara ghufira lahu." Whoever recites the tasbih of Zahra and then asks Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for forgiveness, he will be forgiven. وَهِيَ مِئَةٌ بِاللِّسَانِ. And the importance of that when you recite these 100 phrases, It is 100 times on your tongue. وَعَلْفٌ فِي الْمِيزَانِ. But 1,000 times on the scale, on the scale of good deeds on the day of judgment. وَتَطْرُدُ الشَّيْطَانِ. It keeps away the shaitan. وَتُرْضِ الرَّحْمَانِ. And it pleases the beneficent God. This tradition of reciting Tasbih al-Zahra was popularized by the Imams of our Ahlul Bayt, even among the children. Imam Ja'far al-Sadiq alayhi salam, talking to his companion Abu Harun, he says, Ya Abu Harun, inna na'muru sibyanana bi tasbih al-Zahra kama na'muruhum bi salat. O Abu Harun, we indeed command our children to recite Tasbih of Fatima as we command them to perform the ritual prayers. Then he says, Falzimhu, therefore be committed to it. فَإِنَّهُ لَمْ يَلْزِمْهُ عَبْدٌ فَشَقِيَ. He says, one who does not do so becomes a very unfortunate person. Even Ali, who is known as Amir al-Mu'mineen and Imam al-Muttaqeen, followed this tradition of Tasbih al-Zahra very punctually. This has been mentioned actually 5 times in Sahih Bukhari. And in one of those 5 places in Sahih Bukhari, there is a narration that Amir al-Mu'mineen, after talking about it, he says, فَمَا تَرَكْتُهَا بَعَدُ. After the Prophet taught this tasbih to Fatima, I have never failed to recite it ever since. Somebody who was listening to these words of Ali, he said, وَلَا لَيْلَةَ صِفْرِينَ. Not even in the night of Siffin, when the fight went on for the whole night. Imam replied, وَلَا لَيْلَةَ صِفِّينَ. Not even in the night of Siffin. So let me advise myself and remind myself, my children, my grandchildren, and the children of my community to hold on to this tradition of Fatima al-Zahra and to recite Tasbih al-Zahra before going to bed. I pray that may Allah count us among those who are al-dhakirina lillahi kathiran wal-dhakirat, among those men and women who often remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. With that remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we will be able to keep the shaitan away from us and we will be able to get the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah keep you always under His protection. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.